3. An Unlikely Bride. If my mother hadn't married my father, she'd be dead. It was my father who would save her, but when my mother first met him, on their wedding day, she feared him. Waking the last time in her father's large house, she opened her tear-swollen eyelids to the caramel-colored walls of her bedroom, limbs stretched across the bed on which she was born, and she slowly let her lungs fill and held her breath. At barely 20, and the daughter of an affluent elder, she was already an old maid. But she couldn't outwit 1,000 years of tribal code any longer. From the moment of her swaddling, when women gathered around her hammock and tore up bits of white cloth in which to bind her small limbs, destiny stalked her. Turning in her hot sheets to see the morning star through thin curtains, Ami cursed the star and the earth. The scent of lamb's blood still sweetened the air after 3 days of feasting and preparation for the wedding, and my mother often said that she thought then it might as well have been her own throat they'd slit and drained over the hot stones in the yard. There were stories of girls who doused themselves in kerosene and lit a match. The ones who ran away didn't get very far, and once caught, wouldn't live very long. Ami murmured the name of her betrothed, a young man whose bloodlines could be traced back to ancient kings, rolling the sound around in her mouth like a stone. Shams. Sight unseen, she told me. She hated him. In a corner of her room, Ami's bridal slippers sat side by side. Clusters of beads adorned the tips like frozen flowers sewn onto cream satin. Sometimes, to show me, my mother pulled out those shoes, wrapped in reams of tissue, from a battered leather trunk in her room where she tucked her precious things. How useless I found her pretty mementos, until I crossed oceans and needed my own. My gold birth coin, a lock of my sister's hair, my baby brother's handprint captured in faded blue ink, a smooth pebble plucked from the village stream minutes before we left our tribal home. Every now and then, my mother liked to spread her touchable memories out over the floor. Photographs, gold bangles, a silk bag.